Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Lita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about creating safe spaces for one another and looking past what we first see, or I guess another way to say it, you know, looking beyond the cover. So not judging one another based upon what we think we see. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while because I've caught myself, making some judgments based upon what I was seeing or what someone was doing. And, you know, I like to grow and to expand my thought basis and my knowledge. And so I think part of doing that is acknowledging when we make a mistake and we need to correct it. And, you know, it's not a fun thing to realize that you were wrong, but I think it's an important thing to share in terms of growth. And I remember, one time I was out with my children and I had a flat and this gentleman walked over to me, and I was at a kind of like one of the Napas or something, and the gentleman who walked up to me did not look like how I would have raised one of my children. And so as he came up on me, I remember being a little cautious, apprehensive, and just trying to make sure my kids were safe and that, you know, people knew that we were there. And he, you know, he came up and he said, you know, ma'am, can I help you? And I was like, yeah. I'm waiting for AAA or for somebody, you know, my tire's flat. And he was like, well, I can help you do that. And I was like, are you sure? And the way he was speaking, his dialect was on point, his demeanor was great, but his outer appearance didn't fit how he was speaking or interacting with me. And so at first sight, he looked to be someone that would have been from a different side of town, as they used to say, or across the tracks. He would have been, you know, someone that I would not have normally come into contact with on a daily basis. And that was one of the first things that I thought about, you know, as he was helping me. And I was trying to figure out if I had any cash, and I didn't have any cash. So I offered to, you know, write him a check for, you know, 15, 20 bucks, whatever he thought it was. And mind you, this was probably like, it was over 20 years ago. And then I said, well, hey, I can buy you a pizza. I'd like to do something. He said, no, my mom just told me to help everyone. And he literally changed my tire and wouldn't take anything for it, wished me well, and kept going. And that stuck with me because I was definitely not, you know, interacting with him the way I would have interacted with other people. And another time, I remember sitting in a car with a mechanic, and he was driving, and he was a Vietnamese friend, and so he was playing his instrument. He was a classical trained, I think it was a guitarist, and I was listening, but I was also looking outside the window as we were driving to get my car. And he got really offended, and he thought that I was not listening, because I guess in his culture, they would have been more reserved and maybe really in tune, but I was doing two things at once. And I remember the way he looked at me, like I did not value his skill. And that was him judging me based upon his cultural norms and my cultural norms. You know, I think as Americans, we have the tendency to, you know, multitask and not realize that someone might be offended by that. And so And I'm trying to think of another case, an example I can give you of where I have misjudged someone and not intending to at all. But I think that, you know, you get my drift. You know, we can be the ones who are being judged, or we can be the one that is incorrectly judging someone. You know, and I've also been that person who's, you know, got on the elevator and realized I was in there by myself and, you know, decided to get off because I didn't know the person who was in there. And so I spent quite a bit of time as a child, as a young adult in Chicago. And I remember, you know, being in various areas and seeing people who look different. And I was kind of raised more in a bubble. I would like to say I was always the on the other side of just being a little short of time and catching the slang a little later and, you know, catching all of these behaviors and things on the later side because it was just not something I was exposed to or witnessed in my family or in my immediate surroundings. And so, you know, the other thing I think about is my, you know, my puppy. And I, you know, she's this little bitty chihuahua, but she thinks she is 10 feet tall. And so, you know, it's interesting. I remember talking to I think it was a mailman one time, and I had a different puppy at that time. And he came into my walkway, and it seemed like the man was just going to just jump out of his own skin. And I was like, wow, she's a 4-pound puppy. And he was like, those are the ones who tend to be the biters. And it made me stop and think, because I had never perceived something that would consider a lap puppy as being the one to run from. But he clearly didn't even want to leave me my mail. He was just like, let me just throw this to you and you catch it. And so, you know, I say this to you to remind you that, you know, you might meet someone who isn't who you think they are, but they've been raised differently, they dress differently, and you know, they may be just as uncomfortable around you as you are around them. And I think that the goal should be to greet each other with a smile. And, you know, you don't have to get uncomfortable. You don't have to get into an elevator with someone you don't know. You don't have to, you know, do all those things that you normally wouldn't do. I'm just saying, you know, if we looked past our perception and to see people as they are human, and perhaps, you know, we'll all live a little better. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing evening of peace. Walk in love and exercise kindness. Until we speak again, be well.